This is a Fox News alert. Flirting with nuclear disaster. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces have shelled a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, setting it on fire.
There are a number of things to be concerned about when it comes to the Ukrainian war. Suddenly, this is one we were not expecting. This attack on the nuclear facility, which many people, or the foreign minister here, is saying could be 10 times worse, the disaster that we saw in Chernobyl.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev.
Europeans, do всіх людей, хто знає слово Чорнобиль, хто знає.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an emotional speech in the middle of the night, said an explosion at that plant would mean the end for Europe. He said the terrorist country, meaning Russia, has reverted to nuclear terror. The fire at the plant is now reported to be out. No increase in radiation has been detected so far. The Pentagon has established a channel of direct communication with the Russian Ministry of Defense, a so-called deconfliction line, to prevent miscalculation, military incidents, and escalation. The Biden administration, imposing new sanctions against the people in Vladimir Putin's inner circle and some Russian oligarchs, but the White House has not banned the import of Russian oil. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it is not a strategic interest.
Our objective and the president's objective has been to maximize impact on President Putin and Russia while minimizing impact to us and our allies and partners.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Thursday she favors a ban on Russian oil. State lawmakers in Florida have passed a bill that would ban most abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Governor DeSantis is likely to sign it. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this summer on a similar abortion ban enacted in Mississippi. An SUV plowed into a preschool in Northern California Thursday, sending 19 children to the hospital. All are expected to recover. Wall Street closing Thursday lower, the Dow down 96 points, NASDAQ lost 214, the S&P 500 23 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden has signed a bill that ends forced arbitration in sexual harassment cases.
The bill's language makes it easier for workplace victims of sexual harassment or assault to take their cases to court rather than be made to go to arbitration by their employer. The president said this blunts the power of employers to keep harassment claims out of the spotlight.
There will be cases where victims want their claims resolved in private, but some survivors will want their day in court. And that should be their choice and nobody else's choice.
The bill passed Congress with bipartisan support. President Biden, in his remarks, voiced his support for ending forced arbitration in all employment disputes. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former Kentucky police officer Brett Hankinson found not guilty Thursday on charges he endangered neighbors the night he fired into Breonna Taylor's apartment during a botched drug raid that resulted in Taylor's death. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a law that bans transgender girls and women in the state from competing in sports other than their birth gender. The measure applies to public and private schools as well as colleges and universities affiliated with the NCAA and the NAIA. Major League Baseball owners and reps from the Players Union met again on Thursday.
MLB Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem and Players Association Attorney Bruce Meyer served as lead negotiators Thursday during an informal meeting to resume talks amid baseball's work stoppage. MLBPA Attorney Ian Penny and League Senior Vice President Morgan Sword also took part in the conversation, lasting around 90 minutes and covering the core issues that led Major League Baseball to cancel the first week of regular season games on Tuesday. The goal remains getting a new collective bargaining agreement in place to avoid more cancellations, but there is a great deal of contention regarding revenue sharing and the competitive balance balance tax before a new CBA can be locked in. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.